Morning Brewcast number 11.
Oh, mine's empty.
I know, hers sounds empty. Well, good morning, everybody. We're here in the Houston area.
Yes, we are in the Seabrook area.
Actually, yeah, we want them to know exactly where we're at so they can come pounding at
no,
the door with their empty cup.
We're in the Houston area. Try and find us.
That's right. And if it sounds echoey, we don't know why that is. We've got the mixer, and I don't know why.
Yeah, no. We don't know. But don't worry, you're going to be hearing us anyways most of the time.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the coffee, about the way you take your coffee. If that was any indication of the type of person you are, how would you ask for your coffee?
You've said before that it's brown and sweet like you.
Yes. But you know, I'm not really all that brown. So I'd have to think of something else. And I know my mom takes hers black and just, you know.
Straightforward.
Yep.
Right out of the, as soon as it's done brewing, it goes in the cup and down the throat.
And then if there's no time, she'll nuke it later. Isn't that horrible?
Yeah, there's something to be said about old coffee, you know, that's been sitting on the burner a couple of hours. Or even if you re-nuke it, it's just not the same.
No. Mm-mm. So I don't know what we'd call that kind of a
person.
Well,
and we have an aunt who refuses to drink coffee if she did not physically watch it get brewed go straight into her cup.
Well, there was a time when I drank skim milk, and I think it's Aunt Lupe, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, she came over, and she was trying to make her coffee with milk, and she's like, "What's with this skinny milk?" It wasn't turning brown.
So ever since then, it's skinny milk.
It's skinny milk, not skim milk.
But you had also, let's kind of recap on some of the previous shows. We talked about how with the hurricane that a lot of the coffee storage or a lot of the warehouses that had coffee had been destroyed. And so were coffee prices going to go up? And we did notice a little bit of an increase on coffee pricing. But here's something else that I have noticed in the last two canisters of coffee that I've bought. It's some of the best tasting coffee I've had without it being a premium brand.
Right. Even at the end.
Yeah. Even towards the end. You know how you buy a can of coffee and at the beginning it's really great tasting, but by the time you get to the end, it's kind of stale and doesn't seem to have the kick.
Right.
What I've noticed is that these last two big containers of coffee that I've bought have been just as good at the end as they were at the beginning. And my theory is that because all the coffee that was sitting in the warehouses was destroyed, that there had to be new shipments brought in, and instead of it sitting in a warehouse, it's going actually straight to distribution, and so we're probably getting some of the freshest coffee that we've ever had without having to buy it in at a premium store.
But do you think it's only us and not the people in the north?
Does anyone else notice this? And if you notice this, can you give us an email? You can reach us at morningbrewcast@gmail.com. You know, let us know if you've noticed that at all, or maybe it is just us because we're on the Gulf Coast and maybe that coffee was really there for us.
Right. Well, you know, I'm going to have the opportunity to get one of these single brew cup coffee makers.
Oh, really? Do tell.
Well, it's just something that with some of the other stuff that I do, that I'm going to be able to have the means to purchase that. So I'm interested to see if I'm going to be able to go back to the can of coffee. I'm going to be like, no.
She's
going to be snobby.
I think she's going to become one of those frou-frou-y people.
I'll be frou-frou. The snobbies. I'll take mine freshly ground, please.
There you go.
So that's going to be neat. That's going to be a high price taste.
Well, okay, another thing that you had brought up from a previous show was that you were going to talk about the low note.
Oh, right. Well, you know, after you've had lots of coffee. Oh, and that's another thing I wanted to ask. After you have lots of coffee, your mind starts going, all of a sudden you think you have all these great ideas, right? But then I wonder later if you, kind of look back at them off of the caffeine. Are they really great ideas or just a lot of ideas all at once? I think some other people have that problem, but I won't mention what they use. It's not caffeine.
Yeah. Okay. That's exactly what I was thinking, is that there are other substances that people may use that when they're on these substances that they come up with, you know, like 50 great ideas. And then when they're done, you know, off of this substance, that they don't remember a single one. And if they do, it doesn't seem to sound as great as it did.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, because I'll get going and I think of all these great ideas. And it was on the downside that I thought, you know, what happens on the low note when you start looking back at all your ideas and you're like,
Okay, so then the question is, on the low note, are you, number one, realizing that your ideas are really full of shit? Or are you looking back and disturbed because you didn't take action on any of
right.
those great
and
ideas?
And you're like, crap, what were
or
those ideas?
That you see, like, you had an idea and then you see someone do it months later yeah. or even a year later and you're like, wait a minute, I had that idea a year ago. So then the low note is you didn't yeah. take action.
Yeah, and so you're kind of like, or yeah, it's like the reflection of all that went on. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like that bee that goes around, that flight of the bumblebee, and you're going...
But see, when you were talking about the low note in one of the other shows, I was thinking you were talking about like where you have no energy.
Well, yeah. Because that's why you're just sitting there and thinking about everything. You're not really doing anything.
Right, right.
Yeah, so you have no energy. Does that happen to other people? That's where the other one comes in about the buzz. Is there ever a time when the buzz is gone? The thrill is gone?
If anybody wants to write a song for Jackie that says the buzz is gone, feel free to do so and send it to us.
Yeah, because, I mean, I like the smell of coffee and the taste and all that. But there's some people that, I mean, you know, they drink those espressos. I haven't acquired a taste for that yet. But I mean, they're like serious into the flavor and that sort of thing. And I have to say I'm mostly in it for the jolt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's something else I wanted to talk about. You know, when we did that interview with Tim on Show 9, he also mentioned that he never really did get a taste for coffee, mm-hmm. that he was mostly doing it because of the buzz. And I was thinking, you know, I had to do a little self-reflection, and I thought, but I actually do enjoy the taste of coffee. I actually do enjoy the whole experience of coffee. So, like I said in that show, that I have a theory about sweet and salty people. I also think there's two kinds of coffee drinkers.
Okay.
The kind of people who really, truly
right.
absorb it, maybe kind of like the coffee connoisseur
yes.
a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe the folks who just like the benefits of caffeine.
Well, but I don't know if it's because when I smell it, I'm like, and then when I taste it, it's, oh. So is that because I'm anticipating the buzz, or is it really good?
Your mind has tricked you into telling yeah. you that because you get that good effect,
yeah.
this smell like and this
it.
Taste is good.
Well, whatever the reason.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
that's interesting. So. Okay, and then the last thing that I kind of wanted to recap a little bit off of was the siesta. We
okay.
had a couple people who told us that you'll never get that to take off. Well,
yeah.
And not necessarily that we thought it'd be like some kind of, you know, big wave that would happen, but just, you know, was there anyone else who felt like they wanted a siesta at
right.
2 o'clock
well,
in the afternoon?
That's why they have those big, if you've ever been in a Starbucks or any other coffee house around that time, that after lunchtime, the 2 to 4, it gets crazy. And there's people coming in all of a sudden out of the blue, like rush
and
hour.
Do they look deranged?
No, they're kind of, you know, they're kind of normal. I don't know. But, I mean, I'm just sitting there and, you know, watching. I like seeing people watch. That's always fun. But all of a sudden, you know, I'm usually in my own world. So, but then I'll be like, whoa, what's going on? It's like
there's a bunch of activity.
It's getting crazy in here. And it's always that time, that siesta time.
Mm-hmm.
So, same.
Okay, so then the theory is that if you took your siesta after lunch, you would probably still have coffee when you woke up.
Well, that's true.
But it'd be kind of like more like how the morning is and
another
not where
morning.
You're just pushing yourself through the afternoon.
Right. No, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, because I know like we come home and we have coffee in the evening.
Yeah.
So, and that's to push us through to the
Who's going to make dinner? I don't know. Let's get the coffee going.
Yeah. That's true. Okay. Well, I think I kind of wanted just this show to be one that kind of mm-hmm. answered a lot of those previous, wrapped everything up, tied it up in a neat little bow.
Right. Now, there's something else that we were going to talk about. And, you know, I'm really, the more and more that I talk out loud about this thing and where I cannot remember what I'm talking about, the more I think that that theory is so wrong. That caffeine is good for your memory.
Or you could look at it this way. How much worse would you be if you didn't
yeah.
have caffeine?
That's true, because there was a picture of a brain on caffeine and the usual coffee drinker and then without. And you could see that nothing was going on.
It looked like the person was asleep, but yet they were wide awake.
So, yeah.
But without coffee. Yeah, that was in what, National Geographic?
Yeah, National Geographic, yeah. Excellent. Yeah, it was.
Uh-huh. It was sometime in 2005. If anybody has that issue, yeah, take a look at it.
We were like in shock.
Yes.
And fire then, up the pot.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So that's why we know when we have coffee, we're firing on all engines.
Right, right. And when we don't, we're on the low note.
So share your low note stories.
Hey, yeah. And the low note is a good time to catch us if you want us to listen to you.
Because other than that, all we're doing is yuck, yuck, yuck.
You're listening to us. And forget it if we both have the caffeine going, because we're talking basically to ourselves.
And maybe we have here what the other person is saying. But on the low note, we're all ears.
Right, right. So we try.
We don't have the energy to talk.
We try and talk. But then we're like, come on, what's wrong with you? Huh?
Huh? Huh? Oh, my goodness. That's true.
So, wow. So if you ever want us to listen to you, you probably need to reach Jennifer at about anywhere from 7 in the morning to 10 in the morning. After 12, though, forget it. You're on your own. You can't get a word in.
And Jackie knows this from experience, because when she calls me very early in the morning, because I'm not an early bird, I'm a late
person,
bird.
Yes.
She calls and she gets to talk the whole time because I'm just going, mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, mm-mm. Get back with me on that. Mm-hmm. And then she calls me back around siesta time. What's with this?
I do, because that's when I finally up. I've had my coffee. I've eaten breakfast. I've collected myself and I'm ready to go. And then that's when I'm the one talking.
Yeah.
And she's the one listening.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, I gotta go. It's too much information. I'm not gonna remember it.
I know. That's funny stuff.
Yeah, so that's good. So, and we want more emails also.
Yeah, we want more input. We want more input from you all, like some of the subjects that we've talked about, what your take is on it. Are you noticing the coffee? What about the low note? Siesta, anyone? And I think that's it.
And some recipes.
Oh, yeah, we haven't put up any new recipes in a while.
Until I get my foo-foo taste, my snobby taste.
I know, she's going to be too good for us.
I still want to try these recipes. I'm going to come in with my own pot. Back off.
She's going to come in with her house brand beans.
Yeah.
The specific kind.
That's right. Oh, and the beans. Does anybody heard of the tree that did the beans?
The ebony tree.
Oh, is that what it did?
Because I've listened to the show.
Okay.
But, does anybody, number one, do you know about it? Number two, have you tried it? We're going to try it the next time we're in the Rio Grande Valley. We're going to be one of those. If you see a strange person in your yard by an ebony tree,
passed out.
That's us. Don't shoot us. We just want some beans.
Yeah, you can't shoot us in Texas until we cross your door anyways.
Yeah, the threshold. So if we're in your yard, just sick the dog on us.
Yeah.
we'll jump the fence.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, for the Morning Brewcast, this is Jennifer Navarrete.
This is Jackie Adami.